Your At Work Radio. Every day, 9 to 12. Only on Casey 107.7.
Dit is 10:30 hier in die ateljee saam met my. Ek twee baie belangrike gaste vandag. Dit is Nurse Practitioner Week. Ek sê baie welkom vir Yakori Visagie. Sy is 'n pasiënt ervaringsbestuurder hier by Mediclinic in die Parel en dan Sister Ruby wat 'n gekwalifiseerde diabetes opvoedkundige is. Baie welkom julle twee. Ek stel eerst aan die woord vir Yakori Visagie.
Baie dankie Michelle en dit is vir ons baie lekker om op die maandagoggend hier by Radio Kasie te wees en goeiemôre aan al die luisteraars. Die rede hoekom ek en Sister Ruby vanoggend hier is om bietjie te kom gesels, is eintlik omdat November diabetes bewusmakingsmaand is. So by Mediclinic het ons elke jaar 'n fokus op hierdie baie belangrike gesondheidstoestand. Dit is iets wat baie van ons raak, indien jy nie self 'n diabetes is nie, ken jy heel waarskynlik iemand wat met diabetes gediagnoseer is. En dit is ook 'n siektetoestand wat ongelukkig baie toeneem. Ek is seker Sister Ruby sal later bietjie meer daaroor vertel. Maar ek wil net sê, ons voel bevoorreg om dit met julle te kan deel vanoggend. Gesondheidsopvoeding vir die gemeenskap is ook vir Mediclinic baie belangrik. So dit is hoekom ons graag hier is om vir julle 'n bietjie meer inligting oor diabetes bewusmaking te gee vanoggend. Maar ek gaan dan nou oorgee aan Sister Ruby Garanito. Sy is 'n diabetes spesialis en sy het ook die diabetes sentrum hier in die Parel, maar sy sal meer daaroor gesels. Dankie Michelle.
Good morning Sister Ruby. You are welcome to give your answers in English. I'm going to ask them in Afrikaans for you.
Baie dankie Michelle. Nee, dit is reg so. Dit sal my baie goed pas as ek so tussendeur in al twee tale dit kan beantwoord. Maar baie dankie vir die geleentheid. Ek sien uit daarna.
Baie welkom. My eerste vraagie wat ek aan jou het is, wat is diabetes?
Ja, so dit is 'n groot vraag, maar ek gaan dit probeer beantwoord in so min tyd as wat ons het. Basies is dit 'n kroniese gesondheidstoestand wat behandelbaar is. En wat eintlik gebeur in die liggaam is dat die liggaam nie meer insulien maak nie, of die insulien wat wel van die pankreas afkom, want dis die orgaan wat insulien maak, dit veroorsaak dan dat die liggaam basies nie die insulien reg kan gebruik nie. So wat op die ou einde gebeur is, jou suikervlakke styg en dit bly hoog en as jy jou bloedsuiker toets, almal het 10-1 al gesien, jy prik jou vingertjie en jy toets jou bloedsuiker,
ja.
Daar sien jy, sjoe, my suiker is hoog of laag of whatever, maar dit beteken dat die glikose wat ons inneem in die vorm van kos nie goed geabsorbeer word deur die selle in die liggaam nie. So dan het dit ernstige gesondheidsprobleme wat op die ou einde kan veroorsaak raak. Ja.
Nou watter tipes diabetes kry 'n mens en hoe weet ek of ek 'n risiko het daarvoor? Ja.
So daar's meer as net die vier wat ek gaan noem, but to keep it simple, there's type 1 diabetes, type 2, there's gestational diabetes, and I'm sure you've all heard of pre-diabetes. So let's just go in quickly into type 1 is usually where your pancreas or your body doesn't produce any insulin. It can be from a very young age. In our clinic, we've had a patient that was diagnosed at 3 months old.
Sure.
So, and that is a lifelong condition. You are then on insulin from the get-go.
Yeah.
And patients live long, healthy, happy lives. They bear children, they carry on like, you know, everything is normal. So it's manageable. Then you've got your type 2 diabetes, which is more related to, if I can say, your lifestyle. It is usually diagnosed later on in life. You end up with possibly starting on tablets and then moving over to insulin. So if you end up on insulin and start with tablets, it doesn't mean you switch over from type 2 to type 1. You are still type 2 diabetic. But it's usually because of there's a family history, mom or dad or your sister has had diabetes, of course, poor eating, low activity level, those are all things that then contribute to type 2 diabetes, and that's most prevalent in the world, not just in our country. And then if you're looking at gestational diabetes, that usually happens during pregnancy because of the hormones, the blood sugar then increases due to the body's, is less sensitive to the insulin. And then prediabetes, which is a big one, and I think a lot of patients or people out there don't even know that they're diabetic. And with prediabetes, it's usually when you screen, and we'll talk about the screening days Yakuri has set up as well. But if you get screened and your blood sugar is slightly elevated, but not elevated enough to be diagnosed, that is prediabetes, and it's usually associated with a central obesity or in the middle, you've got a bigger than usual girth. So yeah, that's in a nutshell. And then what was your second question again, Michelle?
Wat is die tekens waarvan ek bewus moet wees wat daarop kan dui dat ek 'n diabetes is? So the signs.
Yeah, so it differs from person to person. Mm. And the big sad reality is that we could walk around for years as a type 2 diabetic and not know. That's why it's called the silent killer. But often you'll find that people are urinating a lot, often at night. Frequent urination, you're constantly thirsty, weight loss, without even trying to lose weight, just by the way. It's not a healthy type of weight loss. It's normally more muscle. You sometimes get blurred vision, you're tired, like a moch. You'll often feel like there's prickling feelings in your feet and hands, sometimes even numbness. Those are all signs of something that's going wrong in the body. You'll find that some patients say that they have wounds that take long to heal.
Okay.
So those are things that you can look out for. In the woman, they often complain of vaginal infections, skin infections. Those are all signs and symptoms. In the men, maybe erectile dysfunction. Those are all things that we could look out for.
And then how can I be tested?
So places like the screening days that come up, you'll see them at many pharmacies. In Diabetes Month, of course, there's lots of places that do the screenings. And you can do it at home if you've got a blood glucose monitor. It's just a finger prick, and you can check your readings from there. And best is to then maybe just reach out to someone like us at a diabetes clinic and say, listen, I'm concerned. Is it something I should worry about? And then we can always guide you. Otherwise, at your doctor, they could also draw blood, and they could check your average blood sugar for 3 months and base it on that. And then, you get a proper diagnosis.
Wat beteken dit as ek met diabetes gediagnoseer word? Wat 'n impak het dit op my gesondheid?
Sure. So if you're diagnosed with diabetes, the first thing that I want to say and the most important thing is you need to accept it. and that's the psychological aspect of diabetes. Of course, there are things that need to change when you're diagnosed with diabetes that you have to accept that there has to be a lifestyle change. Jou lewenstyl moet verander. Daar moet meer gesonde kosse geëet word, minder stysels, meer fisiese aktiwiteite. And it's a balanced meal program. Dis nie so to say you may never eat bread or never eat rice again. It's about balance. And then, just if I may add, remember, you're not alone when you're diagnosed with diabetes. Yeah. There's a whole team of people to help support you. Myself, I'm a diabetic educator. We help with the patient. There's often a counselor that gets involved. There's a dietitian. Someone that screens your eyes gets involved. If need be, a biokineticist. All of those people are a team that helps support you through the journey. So you're not left alone. And that's what I just want to make completely clear, that there is help. You just need to know where to find it.
Hoe kan dit medies behandel word?
Yeah. So, again, it does boil down to several things. And I like to look at it as a triangle.
Mm.
There is your physical activity that needs to go up. There is the diet, which we've spoken about. And then there is your prescribed medication that the doctor will have prescribed. You cannot manage diabetes and leave one of those out. All three need to be done. If you diet and don't take your medication, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
And then, like I said to you, the key is to accept your condition. Of course, there's many different treatments available on the market, which we'll need another show for. And I won't go into that, but generally there's the tablets and then there's the injectables.
Yes.
And usually the injectables are insulin, or I won't even tell you what the other names are of the products, but diabetes is such an expanding market, and it's great that there's so many different options to treat diabetes. They're still working on a cure. I heard recently at a talk they managed to transplant stem cells.
Okay.
And it was successful.
Sure.
But it's still in the trial phase.
Yes.
So, yeah, watch the space. It's coming. For now, we've got medication that can help along with diet and exercise.
Hoe bestuur ek my diabetiese toestand?
I think I've already actually answered that. In essence, it is making sure that your psyche is correct. If you have accepted your condition, making the right food choices, being more active, taking your medication is all going to become easier. And then having the support structure.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be our team that's medical. It can be a home support structure, which is also critical. Somebody that can help you during this exercise program. And when I say exercise, dit hoef nie gym toe te gaan nie. You don't have to go to gym and lift heavy weights. The right exercise, what did one of the doctors say, is the one that you will do.
Yes.
That's it. The one that you will do.
Yes.
Whether it's walking or moving, or parking a little bit further from ShopRite or wherever, that's the one you need to do.
Or
gardening. Exactly.
Hoe voorkom ek dat ek diabetes kry?
Yeah, so if it is a genetic predisposition and you are aware that your risk is high, and I actually do have a nice little test that we can do. It's like 6 questions. And you can add up a little score, and then you can see if you're at risk of developing diabetes. But how do you prevent diabetes? Again, it's eating healthier, smaller portions. Choose food types that are lower in sugar, lower in carbohydrates. Being physically active. Also important is quitting smoking. And then, of course, getting quality sleep. Believe it or not, sleep is so critical in a lot of our bodily functions. And quality sleep is sleep that is for 7 to 9 hours. Not more than 9, not less than 7. Those are all critical in making the body heal and function properly.
Dankie, Sister Ruby, vir daai opvoeding oor diabetes. Ek is seker baie van ons sukkel met daai vrae en jy hoor daai woord en elkeen van ons het iemand in jou familie of naby aan jou wat jy weet diabetes mee gediagnoseer is en jy verstaan ook nie altyd waaroor dit gaan nie. So baie dankie. Ek is ook nou meer clear oor waaroor dit gaan en wat 'n mens kan doen om dit net 'n bietjie die lewenstyl daarna makliker vir jou te maak. Nou ek sien Woensdag 13 November by Ou Rembrandt Mall het julle 'n diabetes bewusmakingsdag. Vertel vir my 'n bietjie meer daaroor.
Okay, ja Michelle, ons gaan Medikliniek Parel in samewerking met Pathcare gaan 'n diabetes bewusmakingsdag hê by Ou Rembrandt Mall, soos jy nou gesê het hierdie Woensdag. En ons gaan gratis bloedglikose toetse doen. Dit is die priktoetsie waarvan Sister Ruby vroeër gepraat het. En dit is 'n siftingstoets. Met ander woorde, dit gee vir jou 'n goeie aanduiding of jy dalk moontlike hoë bloedglikose telling het, maar natuurlik om 'n akkurate toets te kry beveel ons dan vir jou aan om nog steeds dalk 'n bloedtoets maar te laat doen deur jou GP of so of 'n diabetes kliniek te besoek. Maar ons gaan dan hierdie bloedglikose of sê dan nou maar suiker siftingstoetse doen en ook bloeddrukke. So ons Medikliniek Parel en Pathcare span sal 'n tafel daar so hier, 'n stalletjie eintlik, ja. En die publiek is welkom om ons te kom besoek. Soos ek gesê, dis 'n gratis diens wat ons bied. Dit gaan wees vanaf 9 uur die oggend tot 2 uur die middag, so dit is nie die hele dag nie. Ja. En indien enige iemand dalk navraag het of my wil kontak daaroor, is hulle baie welkom. Hulle kan my bel by Medikliniek Parel. Ek kan dalk sommer die skakelbord nommer gee. Is 021-807-8000. Is maklik om te onthou en dan net vir my vra as hulle nou bietjie meer inligting daaroor wil hê. Anders kom besoek ons gerus Woensdag dan nou daar by die ou Rembrandtmaal.
Ek het hier so 'n vraag, jy is, môre, waar gaan dit gebeur, vra Theresa. Precies waar by Rembrandt Mall, weet jy al?
Weet jy, dit is gewoonlik half aan die binnenkant van die sentrum, ons staan nie buite, okay. Jy weet, buite op die stoepe of so nie, so dit is aan die binnenkant, ons is gewoonlik daar waar die kidsbanke is, min of meer ja. In daai area, ons sal sien Woensdag dit gebeur, soms dat hulle iets het, wat hulle ons nie precies op daai spot, wil ek amper sê, kan akkommodeer nie, maar dit sal in die sentrum wees, so julle behoort ons nie te mis nie, en julle kan nie daar vra ook, anders soos ek gesê het, kontak gerus die hospitaal, en hulle sal my nommer ook vir julle gee.
Theresa sê, baie dankie, sister. Is daar nog enige iets wat jy wil daar buite 'n boodskapie uitgee, as jy welkom?
Ja, ek wil graag net ook vir sister Ruby van Medikliniek se kant af baie dankie sê ja. Vir die moeite wat sy gedoen het om vanoggend hier te wees. Ons sien uit om in die toekoms ook saam met haar te werk en baie dankie vir die luisteraars dat julle na ons geluister het. Hierdie is regtig 'n baie belangrike fokusarea wat gesondheidsorg en gesondheidsbewusmaking betref. So ek kan dalk ook net voor ek vir suster Ruby dalk vra om 'n laaste woordjie te sê, ons ervaring in die hospitaal as 'n mens met pasiënte ook werk, is ons is elkeen verantwoordelik vir ons eie welstand en gesondheid. Jy kan nie daai verantwoordelikheid op jou ouers of jou kinders of jou vriende of wie ook al afskuif nie. So dit is belangrik dat jy mooi na jouself moet kyk.
Ja. Hier is nog 'n vraagie. Die persoon vra, kan jy kom as jy klaar diabetes het?
Ja, natuurlik, jy is baie welkom. Ons kry baie keer diabetes wat ook kom vir die siftingstoets. Nou, gewoonlik, die wat hulle diabetes mooi bestuur, weet wat is hulle tellings, want hulle doen met hulle eie toestelletjies hulle toetse, maar ons gaan definitief nie vir jou nee sê as jy klaar het diabetes nie, so jy is steeds welkom. Ek noem maar net weer, dis 'n siftingstoets, so dit is mos nou nie die 100% akkurate toets wat jy met 'n bloedtoets sal doen. Die suster Ruby kan my nou reg help, maar dit gee jou tog 'n goeie aanduiding. Ons het in die verlede, ons doen dit al vir jare, het ons al mense daar gekry wat se telling in die 20 is, wat groot skrik, want dan het hulle nooit besef dit is so hoog nie. En dan gee ons ook voorligting daar by die stalletjie en beveel aan dat hulle maar so gou as moontlik hulle dokter of na die kliniek toe gaan ook.
Hulle sê, môre Jacorie, dankie vir jou goeie kliëntediens by Parel Medikliniek.
Baie dankie, dis 'n vriendelike opmerking, ek waardeer dit.
So ja, ek sien dit lyk my, as jy, so die wat klaar diabetes het, wil dalk net weer kom, net om 'n bietjie weer te hoor waar hulle dalk het nou weer bietjie die dieet kan aanpas, seker net weer 'n bietjie kom gesels daar met julle.
Ja. Nee, hulle is baie welkom, ja, en soos ek gesê het, dit is nie 'n spesifieke kliënt wat kan kom nie, enige iemand van die gemeenskap is welkom.
kom sê sommer net hallo. Sister Ruby, ietsie van jou.
If I can just add, those patients that are already diagnosed diabetic and are going to go and visit Yakuri, just make sure that if you have eaten and you're going for a screening test, try to wait 2 hours and then have your sugar tested, or you should be fasting. So one of the two if you already have diabetes. And then there are other screenings being done. I myself am doing one at Clicks Laboratory, also on the same day. That's Wednesday, the 13th of November, also between 9 and 2. So you're welcome. Jy's meer as welkom om daar ook in te loer as Yakuri hulle nou dalk nie al die massas kan hanteer nie. ja, en ons sal ook 'n risikotoets sommer daar by die stalletjie hê waar ons ook is. Maar ek dink, baie dankie dat julle my genooi het. Dis my groot geleentheid en ek sien uit daarna om meer mense te help en meer bewusheid oor diabetes te help.
Baie, baie dankie. Dit was vir my ook 'n voorreg en 'n eer om julle hier in die ateljee te hê. Luister, die vrae kom verskriklik hier in. So ek sal, ons tyd is nou ongelukkig op, maar ek gaan hierdie vrae aan julle aanstuur en dan kan ons, sal ek elkeen daar buite se antwoord teruggee van julle af. Maar soos julle gehoor het, Woensdag is hulle daar by Rembrandt Mall, gemaak gerus 'n draai daar as jy enige vraag het of jouself wil laat toets vir diabetes. Baie dankie Yakuri, dankie Suster Ruby, julle met 'n mooi dag en 'n mooi week.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.